Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show. And you actually don't know what that means today because it's different. We obviously got a lot to talk about. We also have two guests on. So, for multiple reasons, Landstorm's weekly show is going to be on this show today. So Lance is going to join us after this first commercial break. Join me and Mike and talk about what's going on, including the new Vince McMahon lawsuit and last night's Dynamite and all of the rest of the news. Then in the final segment of the show, Brett Lauderdale is going to join us to talk at GCW and plenty more. So a very busy day today in terms of guests, and a busy day in terms of shows, because if you're a subscriber, we got this show. We've got a Brian and Vinny show later on tonight, talking NXT and AEW Dynamite in detail. And we got a new After Dark Radio, which maybe I'll talk about later, which will be very interesting. So a lot to get into here today on the website, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. But anyway, we've got, Rampage tomorrow night. I almost screwed that up because Ricochet is on Rampage, and he issued an open challenge, and we didn't know who it is because it was taped. I don't know why they didn't just announce it, but that's what we've got. We've got SmackDown tomorrow night as well, and then this weekend it's busy. We've got a UFC, we got a Halloween Havoc, and more. As noted, the Vince McMahon lawsuit, his attorney responded, and what a response it was. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got Mike Sempervivi and Lance Storm here. And actually, Lance, before we get anything else, tell us about Bound for Glory coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we're in Detroit for our biggest show of the year. I think the most exciting recent announcement is Speedball Mike Bailey versus Vikingo for the X Division Championship. I can't fathom a way that won't be incredible. We have Josh Alexander against Steve Macklin, I believe. We've got Jordan Grace, Masha Slamovich for the Knockouts Championship. And we, of course, have Nick Nemeth defending the TNA World title against, if you believe, Joe Hendry.
Well, we all believe, Lance.
And then I should not forget the Full Metal Mayhem, TNA's version of Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. The Hardy Boys, almost 25 years ago, they had their first TLC match, and they are going after the TNA Tag Team Championships in a three-way Full Metal Mayhem match with Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Man, God, they could win the tag team titles one last time.
They could, in a match they were part of to make famous.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, don't forget about the Hall of Fame.
Yes, Rhino and Bob Ryder, if memory serves.
Yes, that is correct.
Lance, did you how much experience did you have crossing paths with Bob Ryder? Because he goes back to those WCW days. And obviously his work on the website and then working for TNA for all of these years. Did you cross paths with Bob all that much?
A little bit. I remember, gosh, I would have known him probably from his, was it onewrestling.com originally?
Yes, it was. Onewrestling.com.
Back in the ECW days. And then I remember we got together and had lunch at a Cracker Barrel in Baton Rouge once when I was in WCW. And then I think he was the one. The first time I did a TNA appearance, when Scott and Don were running things, they booked me to do some agenting and an appearance at a Windsor show. And he booked the travel and had me connecting in the States through Detroit, which would make me clear customs twice each way. And I remember just calling Don going, book me domestic travel or I'm not coming. And then Bob had to rebook my travel.
Did he book you a train?
Yeah, just might as well. Yeah.
All right, we got some news here. The attorney of Vince McMahon has responded to a new lawsuit filed on Wednesday. His attorney, Jessica Rosenberg, released a statement of Brandon Thurston denying the allegations filed by five survivors of the Ring Boy scandal who are suing Vince, Linda, WWE/TKO, claiming negligence on their behalf for doing nothing to stop sexual abuse of underage boys from Mel Phillips, who was both an announcer and head of the ring crew in the 80s. The Rosenberg's statement reads, more than 30 years ago, this is the statement, okay? Are you ready for this? More than 30 years ago, the columnist Phil Mushnick tried to make headlines with these same false claims. Those allegations were never proven, ultimately became the subject of a defamation lawsuit against Mr. Mushnick. The negligence claims against Mr. McMahon that were asserted today rely on these same absurd, defamatory, and utterly meritless statements by Mr. Mushnick. We will vigorously defend Mr. McMahon and are confident the court will find that these claims are untrue and unfounded. How many times do we hear Phil Mushnick's name in this short statement?
It's the least of the problems I have to worry about there.
So anyway, Lance, we talked about the suit yesterday on Observer Live and Observer Radio. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think the thing that blows my mind the most, why was WWF hiring 12-year-old boys, regardless of whether Vince McMahon knew or not, and I lean towards the new, why is the company employing 12 and 13-year-old kids to do jobs hanging around with the pro wrestling industry? Should they not be hiring adults for such things?
Well, I mean, all things aside, I mean, I put together a ring or two. And if I'm putting together a wrestling ring, I don't want 12-year-olds. I want, like, big, strong people. Posts and frames and all sorts of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of questions here, obviously.
Yes, and there seems to be more and more of them coming out because I think finally it's a generation where victims are looked at in a sympathetic light rather than in a defend the accused, which was the norm back in the day. I think shaming victims is over, and I think that's probably a good thing. And I'll even remove the probably. It is a good thing. Not all allegations are true, but it seems like the vast majority of them tend to be.
Well, we have five unnamed individuals, and they are hoping that more will come out. So we'll see. This was 30 years ago, so we'll find out if anybody else comes forward as part of this new lawsuit against Vince, Linda, and WWE/TKO.
TKO's got to be happy he's at least gone.
Well, yeah. They're bringing in new properties as well. They announced Thursday that TKO is acquiring the Professional Bull Riders Association on location in IMG from Endeavor, sold in an all-stock deal valued at $3.25 billion for Professional Bull Riders. So that's that. PBR doesn't have a logical tie-in with either WWE or UFC, but, you know.
Maybe Dana can bring in the poker where they release the bulls, and the man who stays at the table longest wins.
You know, I would argue a little bit against what they would have in common with wrestling and fighting. To me, it's about the promotion of it, and it's about how you can get people to an event that they probably wouldn't show up to all the time. You're not going to go to bull riding or wrestling, I don't think, in the same way you would 80 baseball or football games, you know, whatever games a year for a home team. But to have a sport like that where you can focus on the personalities, you can focus on the danger, you can build up a lot of hype behind it. I mean, I think that's actually a little bit more up their alley than, say, some other group getting it and trying to promote it in some other entertainment way or in a mainstream sports kind of way. I think it actually probably fits in perfectly with the UFC and wrestling.
We also got the Halloween Havoc viewership on the CW. 702,000 viewers, up 9.9% from last week. Third largest total since June 18th. 0.16 in 18 to 49. Which is, that's NXT on USA numbers. They went head-to-head with the opening night of the NBA season on TNT, an NHL marathon that featured every team in the league with games on TBS, ESPN+, and local networks. So they're building up for Halloween Havoc coming up on Sunday here. And, yeah, I thought they would do better overall on CW. Maybe they will settle in doing better. But this is they're at about USA Network numbers now again, which I guess on CW isn't bad. They're by far, like, they're the highest rated show on CW by, like, triple or something crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing well, you know, in terms of how the network is doing. But, you know, overall, those are USA numbers. Lance, did you you got NXT now, right?
Not yet. I'm holding out for Netflix. Actually, no, I do have NXT now. That
yes.
But, yeah. But I was tied up and busy yesterday. Had a terrible kerfluffle dealing with my dog, so did not get stuff watched. But can you please read numbers correctly?
What are you talking
0.16. It's not 0.16.
Oh,
that's
God.
Not how you read numbers.
Too many Christmas. This is what I deal with every day, everybody. Every day.
The game 7-42. I hate that. Don't do that. It's 42-7. Come on.
What is the other one?
Decimal numbers, 1-6.
Oh, yeah. When people they get mad that I say it's October 9 instead of October 9th.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, everybody.
It's up on the rough.
I got bigger fish to fry. Like this Dynamite report when we come back from the break. Did you at least watch that one, Lance?
I do not get AEW. I don't subscribe to TSN.
But did you watch it?
No.
Okay, back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket,
hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Brandon makes a great point here. Plus, people get upset when you either round up or don't round up the ratings number. Don't you dare round up or down, dude. Don't say .16. All I hear is that people don't care about the ratings, but boy, they sure care. Now we're worried. Dynamite last night. It's going to be Lance's easiest day ever. He didn't even watch a show. He's only got one segment left. If you'd like to jump in, Lance, with any insight,
sure,
feel free to do so. Well, what happened on the show? Well, we had an interview with Hangman, and out comes old Jay White and Juice, and Hangman leaves, and Jay White basically he wants to get his hands on him again soon. As I look back, that's like all that happened. It seemed like there was more at the time. I think I was mostly just concerned about Hangman's leg. He did such a good job selling that many people, including people there, thought he got hurt. Turns out he was just selling. It was very, very well done. Then we had Shelton and Sammy Guevara, which, of course, Shelton won. And I saw a lot of heat online for Shelton beating Sammy Guevara. I don't get it. We're setting up a match here with Swerve next week. Like, what do people expect to happen? Sammy's going to beat him, and then Shelton goes in to face... What? What are we talking about here? Can someone help me out?
Well, I think it's the argument you often bring up. It's like, yes, once the match is booked, Shelton has to win. But there are those that will argue the match shouldn't have been booked because they don't want someone who is viewed as an AEW original losing to a former WWE, shall we say, mid-card.
Well, hey, if that's what you think, then it's a totally valid argument to say that Shelton should have beaten Bear Bronson or somebody, okay? But the fact is, like, once the match was made, there's only one finish.
Yes.
So, Renee was with Mariah May, was leaving with some luggage, but it wasn't hers. It was Anna Jay's. She wants her kicked out of the locker room, and then Anna showed up, and they had a brawl. Chris Daniels broke it up. They're having a match coming up. I will say one thing about this show. Two things, actually. I need to, because I'm a fair man here. Way better job doing angles and promoting matches for down the road. We got matches for... Actually, I will say they've done a terrible job with Collision. But as far as, like, Dynamite, upcoming Dynamite shows... I mean, they're doing an excellent job, so that's good. And the other thing I got to say, I was going to say this on Observer Radio last night, but we were already 90 minutes into the show, and I did not want to get into this. I believe they fixed the overrun issue because it has now been like 3-4 weeks. They've had an overrun every time, and YouTube TV has picked it up every time. So I think they finally solved that problem. So after like a year of complaining about it, I want to say thank you for solving the YouTube overrun issue. Hopefully we'll see some better overruns now. We had a Kyle and Will Ospreay video package followed by Kyle and Don coming down to the ring. Man, these guys had some heat. And we had a guy who was at the show last night. And, you know, he said, not a big crowd. Not a very rabid crowd, but boy, were they loud during this segment, and they were. They hated Kyle. They hated Don. I thought that overall Kyle did a pretty great job. He went a little long. I think he talked for 7 straight minutes. I would have cut a little bit off that, but he did a great job, actually, in building up this feud with Will Ospreay. And they're going to have a face-to-face next week. And the only negative to me is that Kyle's whole point is, I keep hearing people compare me to you. I do not want to be anything like you. I am not you, Will Ospreay. And therefore, he got out a razor and he shaved his head. And for those of you that have been following the career of Kyle Fletcher, he's actually very much like me when I was younger. Never had a good haircut, not a single one. And he finally had probably the best haircut he's ever had, and he shaved his head.
At least he's the first wrestler I've seen that knows which way the clippers go and did it correctly.
It's true.
It's true. She was head up by having them in the wrong way.
A lot of wrestlers, you know, they don't cut their own hair. I do, which is also why I so rarely had a nice haircut in my lifetime. And then we had a Ricochet promo. It's another one. I don't want to like complain because they're doing a lot better, but like Ricochet issues an open challenge for Rampage. So they do the Rampage tapings and like, I know who it is. And it's like, why didn't they announce that? Why didn't we announce that match? No spoilers. People get mad. We had Lance Archer and Brian Cage in an NXT special. They beat two men. They did not identify the men. The men did not have a graphic. The announcers did not appear to have any idea who these men were. I don't know. Like, sometimes this happens, and I just go to our website to see the report that's written on the front page. It's like, okay, who are these guys? Well, they had no idea either. I have no idea who these two men are. No clue. Could have been Tyreek and... Anyway.
I think if I had to take that beating, I'd rather them not use my name either.
Well, sure. But, I mean, it's just weird. Then Chuck Taylor says, there are all these geeks outside. It's like 90% geeks. And then, you know, there's Mark Briscoe and, you know, I guess Jeff Jarrett's not a geek. But out comes Chuck Taylor. And he says, hey, you know, you're up next, Briscoe. You got to go in. And so he starts going in, and then Chuck says, Orange, these nerds. He didn't say the word nerds, but we know what he was saying. These nerds ain't going to be able to beat up Moxley and his crew. We all know this. None of them have beaten those guys. But you have. You need to step up. And, of course, Orange does not want to step up. He does not want to be the hero. Mark Briscoe, Chris Jericho, Ring of Honor world title in a ladder war. Jericho won the title. I see a lot of people were really upset about this online. And the match was like a really good match. And I watched it and I thought, okay, well, clearly Mark Briscoe is winning the title back from Jericho at Final Battle. And they may be trying to get a Ring of Honor television deal and figure that Chris Jericho as Ring of Honor champion is a bigger deal to your television exec Rando than Mark Briscoe as the Ring of Honor champion. And Mark Briscoe also has talked about wanting to be in the Continental Classic. And that's coming up in like a month or so, maybe 6 weeks. And Tony's not like one of those guys that wants to put a champion in the Continental Classic and have him lose a bunch as champion. So I think there was a lot going on here to necessitate this title change. But people are upset.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that was the first thing I thought of too was, well, you're trying to sell AEW Shockwave or whatever that's called, and you know Chris Jericho is going to be used because of his profile to go out there. You would want him there, so bring in the big belt along with him and, you know, bring in all the bells and whistles that you can to try to garner some attention and, you know, try to get this TV deal done.
I mean, why do you think when AEW started, it was like, you know, Jon Moxley, Chris Jericho? I mean, there was a reason for that. They were trying to get things off with big-name stars. And I'm sure if they're trying to get an ROH television deal, it's probably going to be the same thing. We had an Adam Cole promo. Oh, my Lord. The show fell off a cliff from here. So everybody loves Adam Cole. Comes out. Before he can talk, out comes Roderick Strong and the Kingdom. And they want to get back together with Adam. Nobody in the crowd buys this. They all think they're going to turn on him. They don't want him to go with them. They're waiting for him to say, like, hey, you know, I'm going to go it alone. And instead he goes, you're right, Roddy. And the crowd is like dead silent. Like, what? Adam Cole and so they're together. And then he calls out Max, and Max does a promo from the big screen. And his story is, you know, whichever one of you Adam Cole or Roderick Strong, whoever can win three matches in a row on this show first, you know, you'll get a shot at me at Full Gear, which kind of makes me think like Adam's going to be almost there beating Roddy, and then Roddy's going to screw Adam. So maybe the fans will be right in the end. But one way or the other, I mean, the fans were not into this segment at all.
That's the only way it makes sense to insert them into the storyline. And will somebody please ask Roderick Strong what his wife is doing? And somebody maybe ask Renee when she's asking questions to say, what's up with Mox?
House of Black won a squash, and then Buddy Matthews challenged Adam Cole for next week. We had Camille and Queen Aminata, which was atrocious. This match was absolutely atrocious. And Camille won, and that sets up Camille and Statlander. And this was one of those matches where you'd have been way better off without a match to make me interested in Camille versus Statlander.
Why is Camille just not killing people in 20 seconds? Why is she getting knocked around by Emmy and Emi Sakura and going through all this with Aminata? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It is a segment where Kip Sabian ends up with the Patriarchy. I was not high on this segment. And then they beat up Hook. Christian was the guy who attacked Taz, by the way. And then the main event was Private Party and Daniel Garcia versus the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. Private Party won. They beat the Bucks. They demanded a title shot, and the Bucks are like, not happening. And so, without permission from his partner, we had Zay say, if you give us another shot next week, if we lose, we will split up as a team forever. So the Bucks ended up giving them the match. And that's next week. Then the main event segment was the BCC. They managed to get to the building. They killed Chuck Taylor. They Pillmanized his neck. Orange Cassidy ends up hitting the ring. He's heartbroken. Looks like Moxley and Orange Cassidy at Full Gear. We got to go to the break. Hey, thanks, Lance.
Thanks, guys.
I'll see you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Brett Lauderdale. We got a lot to talk about here, Brett. There's a lot of shows coming up.
There is a lot of shows coming up, all big and very exciting.
Well, let's talk about the Hammerstein first.
Yes.
I saw this video the other day.
You're in it.
I am in it. At least I wasn't the only guy that said,
Well, that's okay. Listen, I appreciated the feedback then, and I appreciate it now, and it made for a good intro to our video. So, you know, thanks for that.
Sure. So what were your thoughts on that show? I mean, we saw everybody else's thoughts. Like, what did you think? Because I'll just cut you off here very quickly, because, like, sometimes you're doing something. In my case, it would be wrestling. And there's, like, some criticism about what you did. And, like, sometimes you hear the criticism, you're like, it's just this person, keyboard, whatever. But then sometimes it's like, it sucked. I thought it sucked too. You know, it's always like you never know what you're gonna get with something like that. What was your thoughts on that show?
Sure, I'm actually glad you asked, because I don't think anybody's ever actually asked me what I thought about it. The truth is, I'm very proud of that show. You know, that was a big deal for us. It was a big deal for any independent wrestling company. And I thought, you know, as far as delivering an actual quality production and you know, a big time event, I thought we did a really good job. And, you know, I'll always look back and be proud of that event. Now, that being said, do I think it was perfect? No, of course. There's things I would change now. You know, if only we had a time machine, there's definitely things I would have done differently. But, you know, I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I don't wish it never happened. You know, it's definitely something that I'll always be able to, you know, look back on and say, hey, we made history that day. And the fact that there was people that had such strong opinions on both sides, is actually, you know, flattering and humbling, because enough people cared, you know, to voice their opinions. And, you know, there were a lot of people that didn't enjoy it, but there was also a lot of people that really did like it and told me, you know, that was the greatest show I ever saw, or the greatest show I ever attended. You know, and people that have said for the last 3 years, when are you going to do it again? So, you know, I appreciate the feedback on both sides, and I appreciate that people cared enough to comment on it, including you. You know, I don't take it personally, and if anything, it's, you know, it's motivating to give it another shot and see if we can do better.
Now, the obvious question is, if you watch that video, I mean, the story of the video seems to be, we're going to hit it out of the park this time. And does that put extra pressure on you now?
I mean, sure, there's always pressure when you run an event of this magnitude. But, you know, I like the pressure, you know. Again, I feel like, you know, pressure motivates you. And, you know, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be a major player in this industry or any industry, you know, you need to have pressure and be able to live up to it. So, you know, who knows, you know, I mean, all I can say is, once again, you know, we're going to try our best. I'm going to try to do a few things differently this time. I have some ideas, and, you know, I hope people enjoy it. You know, as far as the video goes, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I thought it was a cool concept. I thought it was a way to kind of lean into the criticisms and, you know, come up with a cool video to get people's attention. So, as far as, you know, being creative and whatnot, I think we're off to a good start.
It was a great video, and one of the things that it focused on was the use of outsiders. And obviously people felt a sort of way about Jeff Jarrett and Effie, or Ruby Soho and Allie and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to bring in people and create buzz, create interest, and you've continued to do that. How difficult is it to try to walk that line between running a business that's successful and continues to grow, but still be able to have one hand back in the street and one hand back with your Outlaws and try to make both of those things, you know, kind of yin and yang together?
No, of course. It's a very tricky balance. You know, when we're just doing, you know, our regular events and our regular calendar, you know, we're selling 500-600 tickets in smaller venues, you know, and we're streaming, you know, regularly on our Triller. And there's, you know, it's different than when you're running an event at Hammerstein where the rent is six figures. You have over 2,000 tickets to sell and you're trying to sell X amount of pay-per-views. You know, you have to go outside of your bubble. You can't use, you know, selling 500 tickets is not going to cut it. You know, you have to expand that base. You have to generate buzz and get people to watch your show and attend your show that wouldn't normally be there. So you need to use and try to figure out who those people are, people that are outside of your normal bubble and your normal fan base. And it worked the first time, you know, the results, you know, maybe, from a creative standpoint, maybe it wasn't, it didn't go over the way we would have hoped, but from a business standpoint, it worked 100%. It was the largest paid attendance for any show in history, or any wrestling show in history at the Hammerstein Ballroom. The pay-per-view numbers were, by indie wrestling standpoints, astronomical. It changed GCW's, it changed GCW, period. You know, it was life-changing for me and for our company. So for me to look back and think of that event as a failure is absurd, you know, and to anybody who would be, you know, on the inside or privy to that information, you would say that was a astronomical success, you know, but there is a fine line, of course, you know, the day-to-day GCW fans, you know, they expect a certain type of show and I respect that. And those are the people who at the end of the day, you know, when Hammerstein's over, and we resume our regular activities, those are the people I report to. So I understand, you know, where they're coming from. And I think, you know, people, or at least I hope people can understand, you know, the other side of the coin too.
You know, you kind of answered the question, but WWE, I've seen them run a few shows where they got 10 times worse reviews than any show you've ever done in your life. And, you know, one of them is that I think it was the 2014 Rumble with Roman Reigns. And, you know, there were a lot of people really upset 2 years ago when Roman ended up beating Cody on that show. And, you know, you always hear when something like that happens, I am done. I will never watch this again, blah, blah, blah. But like in both of those examples, like even though people claimed that and it was so horrible and they weren't watching the show anymore or whatever, like they did big business starting the next day. So I guess, you know, you kind of answered that. Like, in the wake of that show, I mean, you saw big growth coming off of it.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, if you look at what we've done since then, our schedule only picked up, and our schedule wouldn't pick up if people weren't coming to the shows and they weren't watching them, you know. I'm not in business to lose money or do things just to do them. You know, I'm in this business to support my family and to grow our business. So, I mean, again, you know, the proof is in the pudding. If you just look at GCW has done since then, I mean, the after effects are still, I mean, we're still reaping the benefits today. So
I guess the other question is looking, this business changes very rapidly. We're talking 3 years ago. How has business changed for you in ways that are better and worse? I mean, obviously Vince is gone, and so a lot of his nutty hiring requirements are out the window. So, you know, they've signed a lot of guys, and AEW's got like 200-odd-something people under contract right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how have things changed for the better and for the worse over the last 3 years in terms of having to do business?
Well, like you said, you know, and in particular, wrestling business, indie wrestling business changes every day. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, for, you know, whatever advice, what should I do with this? You know, people ask me long-term stuff. I'm like, the honest truth is stuff is going to change every day. So don't even ask me that, you know, just worry about what you're doing right now. But, you know, in the last 3 years, I mean, honestly, there's been more change for what I do on a day-to-day basis because of AEW than because of anything with Vince or WWE. When AEW came in, both for better and for worse, you know, there was dramatic changes to the wrestling business, you know, and, you know, it made suddenly, you know, hundreds of wrestlers who were, you know, otherwise independent or unemployed were now suddenly in play and employed and getting paid well and getting what they deserve in a lot of cases. But it, you know, obviously created a major shift in, you know, the talent pool and forced us, again, this is a for better and worse situation, you know, forced everybody to get creative, find new talent, find new ways to develop talent. Yeah, just, you know, everything changed. As far as on the WWE side goes, yeah, of course, everything's different now. Suddenly, WWE is open to not just acknowledging the idea that wrestling exists outside of the WWE, but working with, hand in hand, with companies that aren't WWE. And anybody, you know, you guys, myself, anybody who's been a wrestling fan for, you know, their whole, you don't even have to be a wrestling fan for your whole life, but just for, you know, a long time, you know how crazy that is. And it's, you know, we've been fortunate to be on, you know, the side of acknowledgement, if you will, you know, the fact that they've been willing to work with us on Bloodsport and lend their talent. That's something that when I started GCW, I could have never imagined possible. So there's been a lot of changes.
So you also announced the WrestleMania weekend in Vegas. And, like, how are things... You know, WWE now is, like, it's completely on fire. It's a new boom period. As far as, like, generating revenue, they're bigger than they've ever been. This is a big change from, like, 2019. But, I mean, WrestleMania weekend's always been successful. But, I mean, how are you anticipating this doing? Is this going to be, you feel, a trickle-down for you guys? Have you know, what do you see?
Well, we've always been fortunate. The collective has always done well from the first year we did it. In 2019, it's always been very successful for us and all our partners. You know, knock on wood, and I hope and anticipate that it will be successful again this year. You know, it seems like as you know, WWE is so hot right now. You know, everything they do is selling out. People are traveling to go see them, and as far as destination weekends go, WrestleMania weekend, SummerSlam weekend, etc., the things that we're a part of, that's all good for us. You know, I anticipate that we'll continue to see, you know, that same trickle down and that benefit from, you know, if people are coming to see WWE, hopefully they'll come and see us as well. And they always have in the past. So hopefully it stays the same. But, you know, this year's event, this year's collective is going to be taking place at the Palms Resort, Casino and Resort, at the Pearl Theater, which is truly a beautiful property. It's a beautiful casino, beautiful hotel. I mean, top of the line. It's almost, you know, I joke about it. It's almost too nice for us. I don't even know what we're doing there. But it makes it'll make for a great experience for fans that are coming to our events or staying at the hotel as part of our room block. We have great partners lined up who I'm looking forward to announcing. And, I mean, you know, we go big. Every year we go big on the collective. So this year will be no different, and hopefully it's as successful as the past years.
Well, you sort of answered the question, but, you know, these people asking you about long-term. We got about 10 seconds here. Do you have a plan in your head of some sort for WrestleMania weekend yet?
Lots of great shows all day, every day.
Okay. All right, stand by. Back in a moment. Seconds. Observer Live. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Brett Lauderdale joining us here today. We got a couple minutes here, so let's get some plugs in for what you got upcoming, as well as social media and more.
Sure. Our next real big mega event, November 23rd, which is a Saturday, November 23rd at the American Dream in East Rutherford. It's the Mall of America of the East Coast. So think, Monday Nitro at the Mall of America. That's going to be us on November 23rd. That's at 2 p.m. And, of course, later that night, 7 p.m., right down the road in Newark is AEW. So anybody up in the East Coast, that's a good day for wrestling if you're game. Aside from that, Hammerstein, January 19th. We have a big slate of events coming up. Follow us on X, as it's called now, at @GCWrestling_. Follow us on Instagram at Game Changer Wrestling. Of course, check out our YouTube. And most importantly, Brian, subscribe to Triller Plus and watch all of our events and our entire back catalog for just $7.99 a month, the best deal in wrestling.
Or $49 a year, is that right?
I think so.
I think it's $49 a year. Yeah, I paid for it.
It's a great deal. Whatever it is, it's a great deal.
Yeah, there's actually a lot.
It's actually too good of a deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff up there, everybody. So check it out, Triller TV Plus. And best of luck with everything. We're going to try to get some more people on here and plug some GCW events and have some fun. But I really appreciate you coming on today. Best of luck with everything. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me, and definitely let's do it again soon, and have a great afternoon.
All right, thanks everyone for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.